Chapter 1. The World of Books. Unit 2. Voices of Asia.
Asia has long held a sense of the unknown for many in the Western world. From its fashion, food, and language, Asia has fascinated and influenced Western culture. While perhaps not as well known as other aspects of Asian culture, Asian literature is as old as the culture itself. As such, Asia has produced many quality and internationally acclaimed authors. Perhaps one of the most world-renowned Asian authors is Sun Tzu. He was a Chinese military general, strategist, and philosopher. By most accounts, he is credited for writing the book The Art of War. Sun Tzu impacted Chinese and Asian history both through his book as well as through the legends of the man. His experiences in battle in the late 6th century led him to write his book. In the years that followed, The Art of War was the favorite and most followed book of military leaders looking to understand the way their enemies thought. Over time, his book became one of the 7 military classics in China. In modern times, Sun Tzu's book has found popularity among the military as well as political and business leaders. While its title suggests battle strategies, in reality, his book discusses the general themes of planning and public leadership, as well as diplomacy and the formation of relationships. His ideas were perfectly followed by General Vong Nguyen Giap, who defeated both French and American forces during the Vietnam War. After their defeat, American military leaders also recognized the value of Sun Tzu's book and began studying it in their own training programs. If one looks at history as a whole, it could be argued that one of the more famous Asian authors is British Indian novelist Salman Rushdie. He has earned numerous literary awards as well as honorary degrees and positions from many universities in Europe and the USA. He was even made Sir Salman Rushdie by the Queen of England. As a writer, Rushdie has authored 11 novels, which have been translated into 40 languages. Regardless of his other countless successes, Rushdie may be most well known to the masses due to his controversial novel, The Satanic Verses. After its release in the late 1980s, the leader of Iran issued a death sentence on Rushdie because of his book. Rushdie was charged with writing against Islam, the Prophet, and the Muslim holy book, the Quran. For 9 years, the author was forced to go into hiding. Despite this drama, Rushdie continued to write, as he does to this day. Haruki Murakami is Japan's most famous living author. His works of both fiction and nonfiction have brought him praise of critics and many awards. His writing often focuses on themes of alienation and being alone, and he is considered an important figure in modern literature. In fact, he has even been praised as being among the world's greatest living novelists. Interestingly, he only began writing fiction when he was 29. Unlike other Japanese authors, he has been heavily influenced by Western culture. His book, Norwegian Wood, sold millions of copies in Japan, making him a literary superstar in his country. A more recent book is 1Q84, or 1984, a play on George Orwell's fictional masterpiece, with Q representing the number 9. It was released in 2009 and sold more than 1 million copies in its first month. What started only with a local success in Japan has traveled across the globe. For a man who admitted himself to be completely uncreative in life, his evolution into a well-respected and internationally successful author has been notable. Asian authors have had a large amount of global influence with respect to both literature as well as culture. Sun Tzu was instrumental in forming military leadership and modern management principles. Salman Rushdie endured threats to his life to emerge as one of the leading authors of our time, and Haruki Murakami went against traditional Japanese literary trends and proved that regionally based literature could appeal to international readers. Overall, Asia has and will continue to produce a wealth of quality and influential writers.